This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. Talks aimed at salvaging Iran's tattered 2015 nuclear deal with world powers adjourned to allow Iran's chief negotiator to return home for consultations. This comes after a round marked by tensions over new demands from Tehran. European diplomats said Friday it was a disappointing pause and negotiators are rapidly reaching the end of the road. Participants said that they aim to resume before the end of the year, though they have not yet firmed up a date. The talks in Vienna opened late last month after more than 5 months of after the arrival of a new hardline government in Iran. The United States has participated indirectly in the ongoing talks. Over Ethiopia's objections, the UN's main human rights body voted Friday to create an international team of experts to boost scrutiny of rights abuses in the devastating year-long war between Ethiopian government forces and fighters from the country's Tigray region. Ethiopia's government decried a neo-colonist mentality as many Western nations sought Friday to boost scrutiny over rights abuses and violations in the conflict-torn country by creating an international team of experts to keep tabs on the situation. A resolution that won the Council's approval on a 21-15 vote with 11 countries abstaining creates a three-person team with a one-year mandate to monitor and report on rights abuses in Ethiopia. The push from EU and other Western countries demonstrates their frustration that a joint investigation between Ethiopia's Human Rights Commission and the UN Human Rights Office, which culminated with a report last month, didn't go far enough. This is VOA News. Russia called on the United States Friday to take its proposals for security guarantees seriously and said that Moscow would be ready to start talks with Washington on the matter as soon as Saturday. At an online briefing in Moscow, the Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said the Russia and the West must start from a clean sheet in rebuilding relations. He said Russia wanted a legally binding guarantee that the NATO military alliance would give up any military activity in Eastern Europe and Ukraine, part of a wish list of ambitious security guarantees it wants to negotiate with the West. The demand from a package that Moscow says is an essential requirement for lowering tensions in Europe and diffusing a crisis over Ukraine, which Western countries have accused Russia of sizing up for a potential attack, something it has denied. The proposal also contained elements like an effective Russian veto on NATO membership for Ukraine that the West has already ruled out. A U.S. Federal Appeals Court panel on Friday allowed U.S. President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for larger private employers to move ahead, reversing a previous decision on a requirement that could affect some 84 million U.S. workers. The 2-1 decision by a panel of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in the Cincinnati overrules a decision by a federal judge in a separate court that paused the mandate nationwide. The mandate from the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration was to take effect January 4th. With Friday's ruling, it's not clear when the requirement might be put in place, but the White House said in a statement that it will protect workers, especially as the U.S. faces a highly transmissible Omicron variant. It's critical we move forward with vaccination requirements and protections for workers with the urgency needed in the movement, according to OSHA. Indonesian authorities raised the alert level for the highest volcano on Java Island, saying that the mountain could blow up again after a sudden eruption earlier in the month that left 48 people dead, 36 missing, and villages that were buried in layers of mud. Indonesia's geological agency said it picked up an increasing activity that could trigger an avalanche of lava and searing gas similar to the December 4th eruption, which was preceded by heavy monsoon rains that partially collapsed a lava dome. The energy minister said that tons of sand ejected by the volcano clogged the river and the path of the lava flow, which could threaten surrounding areas. More at voanews.com. Via